the ACC staff will hand out an hour or so before the race and jam into that theatre of the horse and see this wonderful mare going for 20 straight. I don't think we'll properly realise until, you know, a few years' time what opportunities these are. I mean, she's been on national TV all week. She's on 60 Minutes tomorrow night, Sunday night. So, yeah. Look, Andrew, it's just a wonderful opportunity. As you say, the backdrop to that is the Everest and this race today with those four runners in the Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts. It's just a hugely exciting day. Free transport if you've already pre-purchased your ticket. You can get shuttle buses from Eddy Avenue and the train station straight to the course. It's all there set out for you. Can't wait, Andrew. 10:45 for members, 11 o'clock for the public. Get your skates on.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible day just to be trackside. And just a quick mention of the first two-year-old trials. Brett, they're at Canterbury on Monday, and I know it's an annual thing that the ATC, they love the owners coming out and you put on the free breakfast and everyone enjoys themselves.
Yeah, that's right. In partnership with Inglis, we've got that free breakfast out there at Canterbury Park. The board and Laurie Macri and the management are really opening up Canterbury Park, and we're doing for track gallops. Gay Waterhouse has had huge success galloping on the course proper, and of course the trials, really exciting times, you say, for owners to see these babies. The first trial at 9:30 a.m. there's 12 trials, and looking forward to seeing potentially the next Golden Slipper winner on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great little thing to do Monday morning at Canterbury. If you can't get there, you can certainly watch them on Sky Thoroughbred Central. All right, mate, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
It's Winks Day, number 3, coming up at Royal Randwick.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, we are pumped. It's Winks number 3, the third opportunity we get to see it today, and we're looking forward to it at 3:15 coming up in the big race today, the Group 1 Colgate Optic White Stakes, the former George Main, and we're looking forward to the shorts. Four guaranteed, they've got their slots. They'll be running in the Everest in a couple of weeks' time. They clash today in the shorts, and we're going to be talking about it for the next couple of hours. The track's a good 3 at Randwick, penetrometer 4.95. Newcastle, a second day of their Cup Carnival, it's a good 4. Doomben, a good 4. And Flemington with the Maccabi Diva, they got 15 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. Maybe a shower or two over the next couple of hours, but at this stage, the track is still a good 4, despite that rain in the last 24 hours. Oh, the guys are pumped. They've been doing the form all week, and they say, bring it on. Ron Duffersey, good morning to you.
Yeah, bring it on, Andrew, bring it on. It's Group 1 racing, and the George Main, well, Colgate sponsors, well, Colgate Optic White. I just can't get my tongue around. That should be the Colgate Ring of Confidence Stakes, you know, like, it's...
Can't you get your teeth around it, Ron?
Exactly. Anyway, they're good sponsors, and they've found a right race to sponsor today with the champion involved in Winx. So, all eyes are on a Barrier 1, Yui Bowman. He hasn't made too many mistakes on a year. He's got a few little tricky things to do today, but he's the man for the job. That's no doubt about it.
He is the man for the job, and Mike Fraser's another man for the job every Saturday through the carnival. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. A super day's racing, of course. We get to see the Mighty Mare go around. We get the contestants go around in the shorts that have got their grand final of the Everest coming up. And, of course, my Broncos won last night. And the most important thing of all, this is the last day of my eight-week challenge, so I can go back to being a pig again if I want to.
Oh, the eight-week challenge.
Good. Has it worked?
I lost 6 kilos in weight and put on nearly 2 kilos of muscle, so all around I lost about 8 kilos, and I'm jumping out of my skin, so I don't really think that I want to go back onto the coffee and the alcohol and all that sort of stuff. I might just stay off it all, but it was well worth it, and I'm going to keep training anyway, so it was good fun. But anyway, let's talk about serious things. I went and walked this track on Thursday and Friday. Navesha and Lindsay have done a fantastic job with this track. They really have turned it round. Really good lush grass. There's no moisture difference from the inside to the out. Once again, it's quite firm. I think we're going to get the quick times again today. It's even though they've put some irrigation on it, it's still very firm underfoot, but it's got a good cushion of grass, so I don't think it'll be too jarry on them, but the times will be quick. Of course, with this rail being so far out, it may be a little bit conducive towards on paces, But we'll wait and see. I think in some of these races today, Ronnie, that the speed map suggested there's going to be truly run races, so maybe the run-ons will get their chance. But initially I'll be thinking that the on-pace is going to be suited, but absolutely no bias one way or the other, inside or out.
Yeah, look, I think all eyes are on. I went looking for evidence and couldn't find any. I went back to July 22 where they had the 10-metre rail, and I think we got to a good four that day, and Assimilate, Sun Craze won the first couple of races, Making Ground, Out Wide, Mems, Salerno, Argent Dior, Sound Proposition, Boss Lane, that sort of day.
Yeah.
And then I went back further, and it was all wet track stuff. You know, the 7-metre rail on June 24, and yeah, I think it was Anzac Day, a soft seven, where the rail was out. So I couldn't find much there.
And I think the important thing we've got to remember, I think this track has turned around quite a bit, because whenever the rail's out like that, even if it's 3, 6, or 9 metres out, I normally go to the inside where the rail should be normal. And in the old days, I'd put my Broly in, and it'd be like a soft 7 or a soft 8. I went to the inside on Friday afternoon, and it was as firm as it is out in the centre. So they really have turned this track around. They've managed to work out how to drain it. And
water it, probably, because, you know, I noticed they're really wary of watering in these winds. I'm just listening to them, Jeff. You know, they're very wary of watering in winds.
So the track will be super. It'll be super.
All right, Ron, we'll come back and I'll pose the question to you, because I know James Cummings does listen to us on Sky every Saturday. What race Marsupial is better suited in, whether it's the Heritage or whether it's the Last, because it can now run in the Last. So we'll come back to that, because Chris Waller is online, the leading trainer here in Sydney. I hope he's okay. He's been, well, like most of us, we've suffered a bit of the flu during this winter time. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. I'm pretty good. Certainly better than I sound.
Well, that's the main thing. This is going to be a long interview, because you've got stacks of runners. At any point you want to take a breath, just tell me, because it is difficult when we're in an interview. But, Ron, let's get cracking.
Well, there's not much more we can say about Winx, Chris. Everything seems okay. You sound very, very happy with the way she's training on after these couple of runs.
Yeah, simple as that, Ron. She seems perfect to us, and everything's gone to plan, and third up from a spell, you'd expect her to be starting to really hit her straps now.
Will it be a month between today and her next run?
Today will tell us a lot. There's three different options. We can give her two races. We can give her one race with 3 weeks in between. We can give her one race with 4 weeks and then 2 weeks. Or even 2 weeks and then 4 weeks. So there's so many options. I just want to stick to today and have a better idea after today.
Yeah, okay. Your other runners in the race are McCreary and McIntosh. They're both ticking over to peak probably in the next few runs.
Yeah, I would say so, but they won't beat Winks.
Okay, and Fox Play. Well, she's had a funny prep straight to a mile.
Same prep as Winks last year. Winks won this race 4 weeks between runs, and the first run did take a bit out of Fox Play. It was obviously a very brave performance, and first week she was pretty flat, but that made the decision easier to sort of give her a bit more time between runs, become the Theo Marsh at the top weight, and likewise the Bill Ritchie today. So whilst we'd wanted to avoid Winks, it seemed the only way to put her into a race with a fair weight that she wasn't going to have another tough run with, carrying more weight than boys, etc.
Okay, well, my question is, you said she had a tough run and she felt it. Were you a bit easy on her, and is she ready for the mile to peak up at a mile?
She tried last Friday and it looked good enough to me.
Okay. Other runners today, the first race, second race, so My Nordic Hero. Look, I thought there was a lot of merit in his first up run.
Good run. I might scratch him shortly. He's okay, but I think he might need an extra week between runs. I just wanted to see how the race panned out closer to scratching time, but I think he'd be unlikely to race. But yeah, good first up run. And when he goes around, whether it be today or next week, he looks like he's going to be in the money.
Valadero in that race, he was wide, no cover, and forgivable first up. He maps much better from this draw.
Yeah, exactly right. Barrier 2 should give him a much easier run. He's certainly better than that finishing placing. Obviously, the run didn't help, so he's come on a lot since the race as well.
OK. You're very strong in the Bill Ritchie. You've got Tom Melbourne. He has a reputation, but hard to knock his two runs for you at 1,400.
Yeah, I was a bit wary about running him second up 1,400 last start, but to me, he ran just as well as he did first up in a stronger race. And he's beaten by a very good horse and Happy Clapper. So he looks really well placed today and couldn't be happier with him at home. And his work's been good. And I just think it's a matter of timing his runs. Mm. He seems a pretty genuine horse at home.
And coming through, well, you've just kept him nice and fresh since that lovely return.
Yeah, he's going 4 weeks between runs, but we've certainly kept the work right up to him. And yeah, for that simple reason, as you said, just trying to keep speed in his legs to go to the Epsom in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, how many runners are you going to have in this Epsom?
Not sure. Today will tell us a bit more, and obviously I haven't decided with Fox Play yet. I'm a bit concerned about what weight she may get.
Mm-hmm.
Her rating's up quite high. Just depends how they rate the race. Weight the race. If they rate them by ratings,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be given a tough weight. If the handicapper gets involved, then maybe it's a little more forgiving towards a horse like her. So I think they're out Monday or Tuesday. We'll have a better idea then. But obviously, horses like Egg Tart, Tom Melbourne coming through. It's even the possibility to bring a couple of those 2,000-metre horses running today back up to a mile, but today will tell us a lot more.
The Kingston Town Stakes, who shot the Barman? He's still too short for him?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. But he looks to have come up well, but yeah, 2,400-plus.
Libran, he looks as good as he's looked in a few preps. I thought he was pretty good first up.
Yeah, much better run. Again, expect him to improve over a bit further, but nice midfield finish would give us a bit of encouragement.
Lovely race for Antonio Giuseppe.
Yeah, him and Lifeless already looked the clear two chances for us. And Antonio's third up today, over the right distance, drawn a little bit awkward, but should be ready to fire today.
Okay, and obviously Kinnaman later on for him as well.
Yeah, he'll need further than even who shot the Barn and Limperin. And obviously, we're very happy with Lifeless Ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
His two runs back from a spell have been fantastic. He's drawn perfectly, so I think he's a big danger today.
Okay, so just run of the race stuff between the two favourites, would it?
I would say so, yeah. Lifeless Ordinary should get a better run. Antonio's just going to sweat on getting in from gate 12, but they're ready to peak.
And you finish with Dagny in the last. Well, she's won first up in the past two preparations.
Yeah, obviously easier grades, but she really impressed me last preparation. A few things went against her when she didn't win, and yeah, she's a promising horse. I think she'll need all the 1,200, but last 100 metres should be very strong.
Okay, any expectations for Japanese, race four, Flemington?
Oh, not really. He's I was sort of expecting him to run him in Sydney, but that race is just too strong for him up here, so we sent him down there. I think he'd finish in the top five. It would suggest next start he'd be close to winning.
Okay, and now Avasio in the last back to Flemington.
Yeah, far away. He's a good place horse. He really runs a bad race. Just got the big weight again and the wide gate, but shouldn't affect his racing style and should be attacking late.
The best of your Brisbane runners?
Riverfile's edging his way back into some form, so probably like him. I haven't given him a real good looking over yet, but he's ready to win.
Okay, beautiful. Well, alive. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys. See you there.
Yeah, good on you. Chris Waller joining us there, getting through a week of the flu. Righto. Just before we go to Matt Dale, Ron, because it's 7:14 now and we've got 16 minutes to scratching time. James Cummings is now listing. I'm tipping he's listing. What race do you run Marsupial in?
Well, it's not my decision. It's their decision. They've got a big team there.
No, but he wants your opinion.
I personally think he's the better of the day in the Heritage, but he's got a few bases covered there. You know, like he's got two other lovely colts there. Personally, I think he'll win the Heritage, and I still think he's going to be competitive in the last, but it comes down to their decision because of the situation. You know, if he was one out in the Heritage, it'd be a no-brainer for me. He's had to toughen up against the older horses. He finds a beautiful barrier. He maps well. gets the right run, and will be very hard to beat. And he's obviously got a good chance in the last as well. You know, that's, I just thought he was beautifully placed back to three-year-old company, but then you're looking at the dangers other outside of single bullets, these two stablemates.
Yeah. How do you see it, Mike?
I thought I'd prefer to run in the last, actually. I thought that he was a... Well, he's a good chance, as Ronnie said, in both, but I think he's an excellent chance in the last race.
All right, we'll wait and see over the next 15 minutes what they do there with Godolphin. Matt Dale's coming up with Fell Swoop and also a couple of others. Of course, this race today, the Shorts, has four horses running in the race that are now gaining slots, that have gained slots in the Everest. Chautauqua, Fell Swoop, English, and during the week we had Red Zell. Matt, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
What a race this is today. I mean, I know you've got a runner, but isn't it just fantastic to have the quality of this field today?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with the placement a month out in Sydney at Randwick, a month out from the Everest, it was always going to attract a high-quality field, and that it has. So, yeah, look, obviously there'll be a lot of eyes on all the Everest runners, plus other horses looking to hopefully get a slot.
There's probably still a little bit of pressure on him, you know, even though there's no pressure on him to win. There's a little bit of pressure, you know, from the slot holders for him to run well. You know, it's a funny race, this one. You know, they're all expecting, you know, good things, and this horse is a horse that obviously he can run well fresh, but he usually gets better with a run or two under his belt there, Matt.
Yeah, that's right, and we've taken that mindset. Albert, he's had plenty of work and done the work to be there and perform today. He's not screwing down, and his coach still got a little bit of movement to come, and he'll run well today, but he'll certainly improve off it. And our whole mindset has been around third up into the Everest and a couple of races afterwards in Melbourne. So, yeah, he's not screwed down, but in saying that, he's had a very similar campaign to previous preparations where he's been quite effective first up.
He can show speed on his day. Do you just see him behind those, well, probably three go-forward horses, Baller Muscle, Red Zell, Takedown, just in the next lot there?
Yeah, I see. Obviously, Red Zell goes forward, Baller Muscle presses across, and then you've got horses even like Nieta taking advantage of the inside draw and probably trying to find Red Zell's back and take down one of them to be handy there as well. So I think the pattern of the day will start to influence how it unfolds. By the time we get to race seven, we'll have a better idea of how the track's playing and the mindset of people might want to be, you know, even more forward than a speed map says they will. So we won't panic just yet about coming up with a plan. The key to Fell Swoop is just riding him sort of where he's comfortable and balanced and breathing. And so I'd imagine he'll be sitting sort of third or fourth at this stage.
Okay, and Ty rides him all the way to the Everest?
Yeah, so Ty's ridden in both trials and has been booked for today. And then off the back of today, everything will be sorted out and firmed up off the back of today. Just wanted to make sure everything gelled today under race conditions, and then we'll go from there.
Is he an easy horse to ride? I've seen him get on the bit a few times in Melbourne and a few little things that aren't perfect with him.
Yeah, he's always had a bit of a dead mouth from a very early age, actually. And so he can be marginally tricky to ride. But in saying that, once you get to know him, he's relatively straightforward. So that's the key to having Ty on a couple of jump outs or a couple of trials. This preparation, he's got a good understanding of him now. And I'm sure he'll be well acquitted for today.
What's his next run after today?
We'll get through today. The two options are the Premier into the Everest or down to the Moya into the Everest. So both good options for him, 2 weeks out. And he's performed well at Moonee Valley and Randwick, obviously. So just more of a whether I want to be stepping out into the Everest or sort of being their next start and being back at the 1200 into the Everest. So there are his two options.
Race one, surprise party. She was back in business winning last time. 1,000 metres looks her go on the form card.
Yeah, I agree. 1,000 metres and probably the sting out of the track is her optimum situation. Obviously, we don't get the sting out of the track today, which is unfortunate, but perfect race for a class three, 1,000 metres, you know, highway race. So we've got to have a crack at it. And I thought she's been going well all prep at home, and I was disappointed in the two highway races, first up and second up, and dropped back to Wagga grade and done the job well. And Brodie Lewis had two rides on her for two wins. And so we leave Brodie on. He knows her well, and she obviously runs well for him.
All right. Well, look, we look forward to seeing Fel Swoop there today on the path.
Yeah, he is. He's on the path, and I've been wrapped with his preparation all the way through. And like I've stated, his coat's got a little bit to come. We've had a very cold winter here in Canberra, but underneath it all, he's in very good order. And yeah, can't wait.
Good on you, Matt. Good safe travels up.
Great, thank you.
Matt Dale joining us there from Canberra. As is Ready has come out of the Tab Highway just now. Race one, number one there, As is Ready, out of the Tab Highway. So we're looking at a field of 10 there. Much discussion, of course, on the shorts and Winks lining up today for obvious reasons. But what about these other races earlier on, Mike? I'll come to you. The T-Rose with these fillies. We get Tulip here with Hugh Bowman. Champagne Cuddles, I know Ron is keen about, but a couple of other nice progressive types as well in this race.
Yeah, look, it's a really good race. I've been on Champagne Cuddles both runs back, and, you know, it's pretty wild. You could argue that she nearly should have won the Silver Shadow and the Furious. I think she was beaten by an awkward barrier last start where she had to go back to last, and she closed to just miss. I think if she had drawn a barrier today, I would have thought that she would have won the, well, would have been an excellent chance of winning this race. I still think she'll win, but if she drew a barrier, I probably would have declared her. But look, it's a terrific race. Tulip comes up with that good run from Moonee Valley. She's got to tick the 1400 metre box. She's only had one run at 1400 where she was beaten, but, you know, she's a strong filly and she did get to the line. I think she probably peaked the last little bit, do you think, Ronnie?
Yes. I think she probably needed to run there going into that race. There's no doubt about it. And she's obviously got a good chance. I'm really struggling with this race, and I'm a bit the same as you. I'm tipping Champagne Cuddles. I haven't been on her back, but I want to jump on her back now. But I think she needs a good ride from Ty. It's not going to be easy there with this rail and looking at the map. So it's not going to be cut and dried. And there's a couple of long shots I could easily make a case for in this race. So it's one of those T-Roses where I thought it was the hardest race of the day, personally.
I think, and I also think I'm Excited falls into the same boat. She's awkwardly drawn, and, you know, she's going to need, you know, run the race stuff to go her way, because her run was terrific also.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, now the decision's been made. In fact, James Cummings has scratched a couple here, but Marsupial will run in the Heritage.
Uh-huh.
It's been taken out of the last race, 9, number 17. Looking in race book order, so the additionals that we've had this morning so far, As is Ready, race 1, number 1. In race 4, Spectroscope is now officially out. It ran yesterday, race 4, number 5. Regimen has come out of race 5, race 5, number 11. And as I say, Marsupial is now out of the last, race 9, number 17. So they're the Godolphin scratchings that have just come through into the system. Stephen Marsh was, he went to Brisbane with Chicante. They won the Cup. He had a plan to come to Sydney and aim up towards the Metrop and then maybe head towards Melbourne if the horse was in form. Steve, good morning to you. Would have been absolutely elated with the horse's first up run.
Yeah, morning, boys. No, it was huge. It sort of exceeded our expectations. We thought he'd run really well, but yeah, certainly didn't expect them to run third and not beaten overly far. So, no, he went a boomer, I thought.
Yeah, there's no doubt he did, Steve. How's he trained on since that tough run?
Yeah, look, he actually bounced out of the race really good. That was probably my first concern. Stay again so big in a fresh state. But he's still got that good residual Brisbane fitness behind him. So he actually bounced out of it really well. He's, a few days later on the track, the track rider said, shit, he's getting a bit fresh on us again. So we can't fault him at all. And his work leading into this has been very good. And we haven't had a hiccup at all.
He's the type of horse that he's adaptable, but he does seem to race well on the speed. He obviously finds a leader today in classic uniform, but would you expect him probably well to be straight on his back?
I would have thought so. Look, I see him in the first, definitely the first three or four. He'll jump. He'll use his draw, just tuck him behind the speed, and he should just get a perfect run. I think he's, draws perfectly. He's coming one with one scratching. So, no, look, he should have a pretty easy run in transit. Definitely don't want, if it chases away, we don't want to be, chasing it like last time. But he's drawn to get a perfect sit.
Mm. And obviously the dry tracks aren't any issue with him.
No, look, I don't think he wants... He'd definitely enjoy a shower of rain. They have been putting a good amount of water on the track. I know it's come up a good three, but there's a good sole of grass. It shouldn't be too bad, but, you know, a shower of rain would be welcomed at some stage.
Okay.
Mate, Blake Shen, I know, is the new rider today. I think you told me during the week he rode the horse on Tuesday. Is that crucial, do you feel, that this Blake had a feel before today?
Oh, look, I'm not huge on it. He wanted to come in and give him a gallop. I think it's sometimes I don't like putting a jockey on. They get a bit of a preconceived idea if the horse hangs a little bit or does a little bit wrong in track work. Often they think they're going to do it the race day. So yeah, no, look, he's a pretty easy going horse. So I was probably quite happy to see Blake come in, and you know he went out with a lot of confidence too. He really liked the horse and gave him a good feel, and you know I think he's pretty bullish about today also.
All things going well and running well. What's his spring plan?
Well, look, we've got we've got the Metropolitan sort of 2 weeks time after today. Then you've got 3 weeks into the Caulfield Cup if we want to go. If he's going good enough, he'd go to the Caulfield Cup, then Melbourne Cup, mm-hmm. Or we've even we might try unusual sort of a plan and maybe even look at the St. Ledger here. They've pumped that up to $500,000. And then maybe look at Melbourne after that. But it all will hinge on what he does in the Metropolitan. But he does hold a nomination for the two big cups.
Okay. And anything back at home worthy of a spring trip?
No. Sophia Rose is coming up good. I think she can definitely win the Livermore, the last leg of the Triple Crown. She's come back better than she has last season. One of your old favourites, Ronnie.
Yep, she is.
She could possibly come over for a Mears. There's a Mears 2000 couple of weeks after that. She could possibly get on a plane and come over for that. But no, I don't think, don't have much else to bring over at this stage.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck today, mate. That was a terrific first up run, as Ron has got you to talk about. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Stephen Marsh joining us there with Chicante. It is the question mark, and we never really know, Ron, until their next runs, but how tough that first up run was. But I guess that fitness of Brisbane might be a plus.
It is, and I'm a great believer in, that these horses with the residual fitness off a Queensland campaign are always a good bet. In September and late August and September. So I just want to see him do it again.
Yeah.
Because some of these other horses can catch up the further we get into the spring, whether these horses can catch a few on the hop at this time of year.
Yeah, right. Chris was bullish again this morning. He's been keen on Life Less Ordinary, hasn't he?
Yes, and so he should be. His two runs back have been great, and I don't think there's a lot between those two horses there. His stablemate as well, Antonio, whose run was very good the other day.
Do you think he was swayed by the barrier, Ron?
Chris usually is. He's, he gets nervous from wide barriers, but justifiably so on some occasions. But yeah, I it might come down to run of the race stuff there. I'm a Life Less Ordinary fan, to tell you the truth, but. You talk to someone else and they'll go the opposite way. So there's pretty even splits between the two there as amongst, form students.
My Nordic Heroes has come out of race two, as Chris preempted there 20 minutes ago. So it's out officially now, race two, number two, My Nordic Hero. We'll get to some scratchings. They should be in for him in about 4 or 5 minutes. But I tell you, he's pumped. He's ready to go. And it's Gary Portelli. Morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Andrew.
Gary, it's an exciting time, obviously. You're going to see four of your rivals today in the shorts with She Will Reign just popping away nicely. I think has another barrier trial this week coming up. But it's an exciting time for all concerned with the Everest.
Oh, definitely, Andrew. It's something that's it's new, it's fresh, and for $10 million, there's a lot of nerves and a lot at stake over the next few weeks, I'll tell you.
It'd be more exciting the way that she's trialled and looks to be working, Gary. She's springing a step.
Look, I'm a sort of, not negative, but I'm a realist, and I know what we're up against going forward. It's a huge step from two-year-old grade to the best sprinters in the world. So I'm ready for what we're about to challenge. But, every time I work her, I keep thinking maybe I'm underplaying this horse, She just does things that I've never had a horse do. So I'm hoping she can take... Even at work this morning, Ron, you were sitting at work this morning. It was ridiculous this morning.
Mm.
just crazy what she can do. And you know, she's going to need to, because, I mean, these horses we're up against the next month are going to be, you know, I reckon our sprinters are the best sprinters anywhere in the world. So, and these are collectively going to be the best we've seen.
I guess watching Hootson come back last Saturday was something that we were anticipating, you know, good run, things like that. They've got to do it, haven't they? When they come, you know, they're taking on older horses. I know Waite will be with you, but they've still got to do it, haven't they, as a three-year-old?
That's right. It's a big step up, Andrew. You see it every year, you know. It's difficult. I'm sure if the $10 million race wasn't there, we would have taken a different path with our filly. But, you know, we've had the opportunity to be locked in early, and with our whole preparation's gone faultlessly so far, and we've just aimed at the one race. So, you know, obviously we can get the Moya, we'll take it as well, but she'll be peaking for the big one on the 14th, that's for sure.
And there'll also be a spring in the stable step. You know, a few of those two-year-olds trialling last week, they look pretty sharp, a few of those.
Yeah, mate, and they work. I just did a little bit of work on them this morning again, and I think they're pretty smart fillies in particular. There's four already qualified for the gym crack if in a fortnight's time, and we've got a couple more we haven't trialled yet that are coming along. So, you know, it's funny how things happen, Ron. We start to get a bit of momentum, and you start getting better bred horses, and you know we've had a bit of luck with the two-year-olds over the year and over the years, and this year's bunch, I don't think I've had as good a bunch of yearlings, and you know, we've got a, you know, I would say that the good two-year-olds, often if you look after them, they'll be your best three-year-olds as well. So, you know, that's nice to have a yard full of nice horses for change.
Well, Single Bullet, he's one of your two-year-olds that you've looked after. He appears to have returned well.
Yeah, he's really come on physically, which was always what I said last preparation. I always thought he was going to be a later sort of a three-year-old, more a three-year-old type, because he hadn't filled into his frame. And geez, he looks good now. Obviously, you know, he'll parade well today. He's a much solider horse. He just looks really good. And you know, again, you're always worried what they're going to do when they come for the two-year-old or three-year-old year, because everyone else has improved around you as well. Mm. So we're getting out of line today. And Marsupial's obviously a fairly big stumbling block. I think he's a lovely horse. He's one of the most magnificent horses I've ever seen. So he's going to be hard to beat today. But, you know, this bloke does some pretty special things in track work as well. So hopefully he can produce his best today, and I'm sure he'll stretch him.
We all saw his first trial with She Will Reign. It was just unbelievable. And then it was the intent to just ride him a bit quieter in that open trial the other day?
Yeah, look, we couldn't afford to go. I actually overheard Joe Pride talking to Glenn Schofield and Ball of Muscle, and he told him to go out and give him a good gallop. So the last thing we wanted to do was jump out and chase Ball of Muscle in the fast trial and then have to back up 8 days later. So I just told Ty, switch him off and just let him breeze home nicely on the bridle. And Ty said the horse was just really anxious, wanting him to press the button in the straight. He said he felt enormous. So, you know, I've just kept him fresh since then. And the 1100s are just a nice spot to start off our campaign with him.
Your other runner is Improvement. It was just a mystery, her first up run, and she's been back to the trials. What's the expectation today?
Yeah, look, I was as shocked as anyone to see her back in that race the other day at Rose Hill, and physically there's nothing wrong with her. Gone right over the fine-tooth comb. That's why we went back to trials, just to make sure there's nothing wrong. And you know, she jumped out, and there was a tearaway leader in it, but she travelled all right up second and quickened down the straight, I thought, pretty nicely in a very fast time. And I've just kept her fresh since the trial as well. So realistically, we're at the crossroads with her. If she doesn't fire now, well, it's only going to get harder as we go on. So we might just, if she doesn't fire this weekend, we might just back off and look at maybe a Christmas campaign. Look, I can't see any reason why she won't run well. And she's drawn well, so I hope she does.
And you've snuck up Straturbo to Doomben. He seems to be trialled up to run well in the first.
Yeah, look, he goes well at Doomben. He's actually won a listed race there. You would never thought Old Turbs would have won a listed race, but he goes well in Brisbane, and he looks well weighted. He'll run well. He trialled nicely, and yeah, hopefully he's been a great horse to his syndication. I tell you, 8-year-old gelding, still racing well, and $500,000 in prize money. I think he won his maiden, took him four more runs before he won another one. So, you know, here he is now. This 8-year-old and $500,000, it's been a great ride for him and his owners.
For sure.
All right. Well, good luck with all of them, mate. Are we going to see you become a very big player on social media? Are we going to see the gallop this morning, or didn't you have the camera out?
You only want to steal it, Andrew, and put it on your side.
No, I retweet it. Come on, Duff. A lot of retweeting goes on here, mate.
Would have been out by now. You know that, mate.
I know that, and that's why I'm disappointed. Can't you afford the cameraman every Saturday?
Well, I'm everything, mate. I do everything except ride them.
Good luck. I hope it's a good day today.
Thanks, mate. It should be. It's really fantastic racing, though, isn't it? Just look at that, the racing on the day. It's just mouthwatering. I can't wait to get the track.
Yeah, no, it is like that for sure. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Gary Portelli there. Scratchings have gone in from, so we'll give you these before we take our next break. It's going to be a fine day, maybe the chance of a late shower, and I emphasise late off the forecast. It's a good 3, penetrometer 4.95. The rails out from the mile to the winning post, 9 metres, and then 7 metres the remainder. Race 1, number 1, as Ready is out, number 1. Race 2, number 1, Imposing Lass, and 2, My Nordic Hero, 1 and 2. The third, number 5, All Too High Ying, and 10, Lucky Louie, 5 and 10 out of the third. Race 4, number 1, Macquarie, and 5, Spectroscope, 1 and 5. Race 5, number 4, Whispered Secret, and 11, Regimen, 4 and 11 out of the fifth. Race 6, number 6, Tom Melbourne, number 6. Race 7, the Colgate Optic White Stakes, the George Main clear of scratchings. Race 8, number 5, Destiny's Kiss, number 5. And in race 9, take out 4, Top Striker, 7, The Answer My Friend, 9, Skylight Glow, 16, Art Damour, and 17, Marsupial. 4, 7, 9, 16, and 17. We'll get a rider for Missile Coda shortly for race 9, number 15. They're the interim scratchings for Randwick. What a day ahead. Winx jumps at 3:15 today.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our huge projected tote pools this weekend. Today, there's a $200,000 projected Big Six pool on George Main Stakes Day at Royal Randwick. And tonight, we've got a $50,000 projected first four pool on the Garratt's Horse and Hound Pace at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in alliance with Gay and Adrian, offer a fantastic colt produced from combining a champion racehorse with a multiple stakes winning mare. Buy All Too Hard, champion 3-year-old and 4-time Group 1 winning half brother to Black Caviar. He's now a wonderful young sire. Our colt's from the brilliant Galapagos Girl, a multiple Group 3 winner and Group 1 place. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this superb colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
An all-Australian-owned, family-operated business, Garlow's Pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with a Garlow's Pie is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Have you stocked up? Mum and Dad, Friday night is pie night with the footy, and a Garlow's chunky steak, curry beef, chicken breast, or perhaps it's a beef and mushroom that takes your fancy. Garlow's Pies... We're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Racing HQ. We're in our interview hour coming up in around 20 minutes or so. We'll kickstart with our preview hour of Randwick today with Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser. Glenn Munsey will join us from the TAB. And, of course, we kickstart that hour with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, going through any horses from previous. Mike, we've spoken about the shorts with the quality here, and we know that Red Zell has had that race back and the others are first up. It's going to be interesting just with pace. We know how quick Red Zell can go, but Ball of Muscle, these others behind might just get a nice run today.
Yeah, very interesting race. I think you've nailed the speed map there in one. Red Zell and Ball of Muscle, they both like to roll along. I can't see them taking each other on. I'm not sure exactly which one of the two will lead. It's guaranteed that Takedown will drop in behind. Fell Swoop will get a good run. I'm going to be interested to see how Ball of Muscle and Takedown perform today, because they both have sort of gone quite well fresh. I think they're realistic place chances at a price. So I'm really interested to see how they perform, because Ball of Muscle's coming off two really super trials. And Takedown, as I said, he's a horse that reacts fresh too. So a terrific little race.
Mike, sorry, Ron, I was going to ask you, what's your gut instinct telling you with Chautauqua today, 1,100?
My gut instinct tells me that he is the soft link. He's the best horse in the race, there's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to doubt his desire, but the form guide tells me the last two preparations under 1,200 metres, he's
yep.
Well short.
Yep.
He's getting. You might look at that first up record and say, wow, he's got a good fresh record, but that's in a past life. He's getting a bit older and mature now.
He's a seven-year-old now.
That's right. So he needs a... And all eyes are on the Everest with him. There's no doubt about it. Like all... Obviously, like all horses. But he's not that jump-and-run type of horse. And we have got a 9-metre dry track today. So I would think he is the weak link here today. But he could be the flashing light. He probably the flashing light run as
yeah.
well. If he wins, it'll be another wow moment.
Yeah, it will be for sure. The shorts are 3.55. Before that, the Colgate Optic White Stakes at 3.15. And before that, David Pfeiffer is going to be rejoicing when I Am Excited gets the money. Is that going to be right, Dave?
I hope so.
I guess we've been talking about it this morning, mate. The nervous with I Am Excited is where you get to from the draw.
It's the same problem I have too, trying to find out where I'll be.
You're jigs, don't you? All your horses just draw off the track.
Firstly, every runner I've got today is drawn off the track, which I don't know what I've done wrong, but I'm going to have to try and fix it.
Yeah, exactly. In saying that, she's up to this lot. She's got a bit of quality about her, Dave.
Yeah, she does. She obviously proved that last start. But she probably run up to some of the better fillies in Sydney at the moment. But going from these races, from run to run, the telly barrier draws is what's going to sort these fillies out, and who gets luck in running and who gets the best run of the race.
You must have been happy with that last 50 metres the other day. She got a shoulder up the ribs there from that big filly Elise on the turn there, and it just took her a while to gather her wind back up and have another go. But I liked the way she did that.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that. It shows how tough and game she was, and it also proved me a bit too that the 1400 probably won't be too much of a step for her either.
Okay, and you're happy with the way she's gone home and recovered after that run?
Yeah, she pulled up really good actually. I popped down and seen her straight after the race, and for the hard run she had, I expected her to be sort of blown a bit more, but she'd recovered really good. Her work's been solid since. I actually reckon she probably looks better from her last run to today's run, so. They're looking good and they're doing well. They generally keep racing well.
Yeah. The last race, Ziggy Willie. Well, he was an absolute beauty for your stable last preparation. He just kept picking up checks. I think he won three or four races. Any expectations first up today?
Probably not today. First up, big weight. Only had one trial, 740. So, the firm track and the rail being out, I dare say he'll probably get back in. He'll go past a few on the straight, but... I'm looking a bit further down the track with him, so I just want to get through today more than anything.
Yeah. And obviously it's been well documented. I thought so, he's been gelded. He had a little bit of a mind of his own last preparation. Do you think the gelding has had any effect on him?
He seems more mature this preparation. Coping with things better. He's still got his personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to make a man out of him and hopefully make the racehorse out of him as well.
Happy with his trials, obviously?
Trials been very good. His second one, he didn't really get a lot of cover and he sort of just trucked himself into the trial a bit more than I would have liked to. I would have liked to have seen him got a bit of cover and sprinted to the line as opposed to sort of dragging himself up there from the 600 onwards. So I faced it today. It was drawn a bit awkward, but... I'd like to see him get a bit of cover and show that turn of foot he's got.
Okay, so that's what you want to do, right in midfield or whatever, with that with a back to follow?
Well, it looks like there's going to be a bit of speed in the race. With the rail being out, you expect that always generates just that little bit more tempo. So, whether I'm a bit worse than box seating or midfield there, I suppose I've got to leave that part up to Corey. But I dare say they will string out at some stage of the race. The key thing is I think he seems to get a bit of cover to help him.
Yeah. All right, well, it could
be... Hang on. He stuck one up to Brisbane, Ron.
Oh, I missed that.
Jemadar in race 7. What are we doing there, Dave?
They had two real nice runs in Sydney. Obviously, only a new horse to the stable. But he's been going around in benchmark races down here with big weights and racing really well. Stuck one up to Brisbane in a class 3 set weights race. So he's going up to a race that's probably about the same grade, but probably dropping a fair bit in weight. So there's quite a few scratches in the race, so it makes his bad barrier not looking bad anymore. I'd like to think he's going to pick a check-up.
Yeah, there's 5 scratching, so the 13 doesn't sound as bad as what you've got in Sydney.
No, that's right. It's a shame I didn't have a few more scratching down here as well.
All right, mate. Well, good luck with all of them. Particularly, I'm excited with the right run today in the T Rose. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
David Pfeiffer talking about it. They're just tantalising each race. I mean, you talk about the T Rose. What's Pandemonium done wrong, I guess? Ron, it's the big step today, though, I guess.
Yeah, it is, but she hasn't done anything wrong. She's got to come back in distance, but that's offset with gate speed and racing patterns. So, like I say, these three-year-old fillies, we're all going to learn something about these today. You know, it's not as big a leap as sometimes the older horses, but where they're going to go up in class. So, and especially as we gradually start lifting him in distance, so they can come together and you can find an upset along the way, especially early in the season. So
I know you've tipped it. Are you concerned just with its price, Champagne Cuddles, around that 320?
Yes, I am. It's rock bottom, and that's one race I could easily just bail out there in the yard.
Or wait and see.
Let's just wait and see, yeah.
Yeah. There might be a move for some, and it might drift out. Mike, how do you see Pandemonium? You would have looked at the sectionals and the way the horse has been running in lesser grade races.
Well, she's performed quite well. I remember her as a 2-year-old in the Blue Diamond Prelude behind Catchy. She was up on a pretty hot pace in that race, and I think from memory she was a big price, and she got she finished out of the placings, but she was still there at the 100 and only got beat just on 2 lengths. That sort of earmarked to me that as an on-pace performance, having a second start in a race, that she had ability. Now she's getting to a trip that suits her, as is evident by these 2 wins at Kembla and Warwick Farm. And Ronnie made a really good point. Even though she comes back in distance slightly, she gets these on-pace favours with the rail that is that far out. She's certainly likely to acquit herself well in this.
Mm. And what do you think of that Queensland filly in that race, that Seller Girl? Kelly's brought a couple down here that have run well, and I thought she added a little bit of interest to the race as well.
She's got a good finishing motor, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She can really attack the line. Her sectionals are quite good. Even as a 2-year-old, she recorded good sectionals. I remember she won on debut. She ran really fast time. And then first up, last preparation, on a really leaders-dominated track there at Doomben, she motored home and was coasting late when she went away from them. So, look, she's definitely a filly with ability. Whether she can win this or not, I'm not sure, but definitely in the mix for the miners.
All right, we're just hoping to get Brenton Abdullah here. He's the last of our guests that we've organised.
Has he got rid of his beard yet?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he has, didn't they? They shaved them off, Ty England, and then they raised some good money there in what they were doing, and now it's off, and they're down to business. They're down to business. One that we haven't mentioned in the shorts is Naita, Ron. How do you see it drawn inside today in this race? We know how strong it is.
Well, look, she maps very well. There's no doubt about that from that draw. And she comes out of, obviously, a good race last time, and she's had a run under her belt. But I would have preferred her with a touch of jar out of the track. A bit of a softer track, looking at her form in this class, So I'm not underselling her. She's not hopeless because she's explosive. But
what do you think of her first up run?
I thought it was a pass mark.
Yeah, pass mark. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought at one stage there when she popped off the rail that she was going to explode and even win that race, but he was just too sharp for her.
Can we just ask you about the Maccabi Diva, Ron? I know you've looked at that race. You did it the other night on Formline. We know how strong it is down there as well. Is Hartnell too short, or do do we believe what we saw at Caulfield up against this strong group of horses today?
I think we have to believe what we saw there. He was always in control. He showed really good racing speed in the race, so he owned that race from the start. There's no doubt about it. I think back to Flemington, drawing the middle there, he looks to sort of probably be in the first half dozen again. I think he's hard to get away from, isn't he? I'd say he's a deserved odds-on favourite.
Ronnie, have you looked at any of the other races there at Flemington?
Without getting too much into the form, I have.
What about the Bobby Lewis? I was trying to give this ace a bit of a price, this bottom one, Land of Plenty.
Yeah, he's an interesting horse. He showed good ability last preparation. Mm. And what did I say there? What race is that? That's the...
Race four.
Yeah,
it's up against Redkirk Warrior, who could be an Everest horse, and Scales of Justice is in the same race as well.
Yeah. Look, Redkirk Warrior comes into this race with a big boom on his first up win last prep, and all that Everest talk around him. I still want to see him do it today. A good horse, this Perth horse. I know it's short of his best distance, but I wouldn't be underselling him, Scales of Justice.
No, he can sprint hard. He builds momentum into his races. Last interview, we've been able to jag Joe Pryde. Of course, Ball of Muscle is one that's been very much in discussion today, and he's got a couple of others as well. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, morning. Someone must have stood you up, guys, did they?
You're off the bench.
No, I'm glad he's on. I want to hear about Ball of Muscle.
I will say, though, you're off the bench, but you're always reliable. We know when Joe Pryde rings, he answers.
I always listen in on a Saturday morning. I enjoy the preview, sir.
That's good. We're about to get stuck into the preview, but tell us about Ball of Muscle. How forward is he today in this group?
Yeah, look, he's in really good order. So what we've struggled with is, I think it's been well documented, certainly has in my own mind, but I've struggled with his feet for the past couple of preparations, and you will have noticed he's now got no equilocks in his feet, totally normal plates, and when he trialled in that the other day, and we sort of gave him, got him to give him a little kick along. He just looked really fluent in his action, galloped right through the line, and that's what we wanted to see from him. He's an explosive horse, and he hasn't trialled and worked as well as he has this preparation for a considerable amount of time, and he hasn't been in the winner's circle for a couple of years. So.
You've got them all shaking tactically. What you're thinking? Have you got any sort of set plan with him today?
Yeah, I'd like to lead. But, Redzel's a fast horse. I mean, the last time these two horses crashed was in the Moya, and they sort of went head-to-head that night and probably brought each other undone. But, look, I don't think either of us are going to want to do that today. So it's just going to be determined by the first 100 metres, isn't it? You know, and if we jump well and got some momentum up, I wouldn't be waiting for Redzel to kick up at the inside. He's sort of taking control of the race. But saying that, if that happens the other way around, I certainly wouldn't be up there charging the outside of him either. So I'd say that the other camp will have similar ideas.
How's New Tipperary returned?
Yeah, in good order. I think he'll need the run. When I say he'll need the run, he's a really good, clean-winded horse, but he just seems to... need a race to sort of find his good form. He's really good second up. Seems to make quite marked improvement between his first up and his second up run. So you can usually rely on these things, historical evidence to tell you how they're going to go at the next prep. So judging on previous preparations, I'd say he'd need it, but I do think the horse is going really well and he's in for the best preparation of his life. I'd be pretty convinced of that.
And the most important runner of the day, of course, is at Newcastle. The champ resumes, Sugar Bay Leonard. How's he going?
he's had plenty of trials to get ready for four trials for a 900-metre race. So, horse in good order. Just going to tell Mitch to drag him back from the awkward alley. We just want to see him flash home. So, he's in really good order. And, looking forward to seeing him run again.
Personally, I
part owned listeners and viewers by Ron Duffacy, and we should mention Joe. He doesn't like paying for trials, mate. He wants it the race.
No, that's right. No, I don't blame him. There's no prize money there.
I've needed to see him trial again just to get my confidence up. I haven't been totally sold on his trials, and he is resuming. He got a bit crook last prep, so we're just hoping there, aren't we, Joe?
We've got our fingers crossed. His little brother's coming along really nice as well. The Invincible Colt, so he did a little bit of pace work this morning, and hopefully turns out to be a smart horse as well.
Beautiful. That's good news.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck today with all of them, but particularly Sugar Bay Leonard.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Pryde joining us there. Ron and Mike back shortly, but let's jump straight into the scratchings for this huge day of racing. We started Randwick, a fine start to the day. The track has come up a good three. Penetrometer 4.95. And these are the final scratchings. Race 1, number 1, As Is Ready, number 1. Race 2, number 1, Imposing Lass, and 2, My Nordic Hero, 1 and 2. Race 3, number 5, All Too High Ying, and 10, Lucky Louie, 5 and 10. The 4th, number 1, Macquarie, and 5, Spectroscope, 1 and 5. Race 5, you can take out 4, Whispered Secret, and 11, Regimen, 4 and 11. Race 6, number 6, Tom Melbourne, number 6. Race 7 is clear, the Group 1. Race 8, number 5, Destiny's Kiss, number 5. And Race 9, number 4, Top Striker. 7, The Answer, My Friend. 9, Skylight Glow. 16, Art D'Amour. And 17, Marsupial. 4, 7, 9, 16 and 17. Thanks to Paul Snowden, he's let me know that Missile Coda in the last. Race 9, number 15 is Andrew Atkins. Andrew Atkins goes on Missile Coda in the last there at Randwick. To Newcastle, the second day of their Cup Carnival today. The weather is fine, the track is a good 4. And the scratchings, well, the first two races are clear. Race 3, take out 7, Faber, number 7. The 4th, number 3, Exclamation, and 6, Elite Hong Kong, 3 and 6. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Fabricator, 14, Yorkshire Rock, and the emergencies, 15 and 18. 2, 14, 15 and 18 out of the 6th. Race 7, number 12, The Brown One, number 12. And Race 8, number 3, Vergiglio, and the emergencies, 18 and 19. 3, 18 and 19 out of the last at Newcastle. We've got a TAB program as well today in New South Wales at Wagga. A few showers there. The track is a good 4. They've had no rain in the last 24 hours, but they are saying a few showers. And the only scratching is Race 4, number 2. Race 4, number 2, the only scratching for Wagga today. We go to Flemington in Melbourne. The Group 1 Maccabi Diva is the feature race, and lots of other attractive racing as well. They've had 15 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours, maybe a shower or two between now and lunchtime. The afternoon is meant to be clear. The track is a good 4 for the program, and the rail is true. Races 1 and 2 are clear. Race 3, take out 2, Burning Passion, number 2. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 4, Anna Royale, and 18, Pure Pride, 4 and 18. Race 7, clear. Race 8, number 5, Pacadali, and 14, Sly Romance, 5 and 14. And Race 9, simply take out the 4 emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Now, in the Let's Elope, Race 6, number 17, Written Error, is Ben Mallum. Ben Mallum on Written Error in the Let's Elope today. We go to Doomben in Brisbane. They've got a fine day and a warm day in the high 20s there. The track is a good 4 and the rail at half a metre. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 9, What's That? Number 9. Race 3, number 2, Tarzan. 5, Old Brown Eyes. 6, Prime for Destiny. 11, Sandrelli. And 14, Collars Up. 2, 5, 6, 11 and 14. The 4th, number 5, Arena Salon. 8, Rosa Posey, 10, Monster of Energy, and 11, Slidini. 5, 8, 10, and 11. Race 4, take out 4, Hingis Rose, 5, Colosimo, 6, Freddy Foxtrot, and 7, Felino Bell. 4, 5, 6, and 7. Race 6, number 6, Raja Ampat, 13, Siliquia, and 14, Iron George. 6, 13, and 14. Race 7, Doomben, number 2, Capstar, 7, Night Attire, 8, A New Sound, 11, Plucky Girl, and 15, Mashani Bullet, 2, 7, 8, 11, and 15. Race 8, number 13, Cashing Up is out, number 13. And Race 9, take out 1, Legal Procedure, 10, Bergerac, 15, Walwa, and 16, The Emergency, 1, 10, 15, and 16. That's the information for Doomben. And today, South Australian racing is on the Parks track. That's right, the inside track at Morfordville. It's a soft 6 there. The penetrometer 6.08 and the rail is at 2 metres. No rain in the last 24 hours. 9.5 millimetres for the last week. A soft 6 for the Parks track. These haven't quite gone interim, but they're very close. The first two races are clear. Race three, number eight, Amuki's Dash, and 10, Danuli, 8 and 10. The fourth takeout, 2 Fully Stoked, 5 Baltic Amber, and 16 Night Breeze, 2, 5 and 16. Race 5.